thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange. It's the Talking Flickster podcast with JT and Grant Lee.
Yes, Mr. Lee, the Flickster's back this week.
It certainly is, which is so good, and it's such a great movie we're going to be talking about today.
Yeah, of course, because this time last week we were catching up with Ryan Corr, one of the stars of the new Aussie family-friendly, nice, warm movie, Kangaroo. And now now it's out. We've been to see it, and we're going to talk about it.
Yes, and I'm so excited to be talking about it because it is such – we've got to support Australian film always, and such a great movie as it is. It's so good. And, you know, Ryan Corr, his interview that we did, if you haven't listened to it, just go back to last week's episode. He really inspired us to go watch it.
Yeah, he did. He did just his love and his passion for kangaroos was the one thing that came across. And you know what? You can just see that in the movie, can't you? Like, he genuinely cares. Like, it's really nice. Yeah. He's become the kangaroo man.
Yeah, that's it. Kangaroo man. I like that. That's really good. Better than being a dolphin man.
Yes. Oh, no, let's not go there. But look, we will give you our full thoughts. Was it good? You know, we'll unpack it all after we have a listen to the trailer. This is Kangaroo.
Charlie, not again.
Mum, please.
And I told you, no more ruse. Someone else can save them.
Only three this time.
I miss you, Dad.
I miss him too, Charlie.
We'll get through this.
I've been doing the weather for 6 years. I'm sick of it.
Chris, take some time out. Might actually make you happy.
Oh, no.
Thought you might need some help with your car.
Who are you?
I'm Charlie. She looks pretty hungry.
Come on, mate, jump in. I'm just kidding. Back going in again.
I hate this town.
My dad taught me how to look after ruse. When it's time, we'll bring them back to country where they belong.
Please tell me that's Vegemite.
Poo milkshake. Mm-hmm.
How long's that going to take?
About a week.
Oh.
He can stay at your guest house.
Lovely atmosphere, massive bathroom.
You'll love it. Where's the bathroom?
Ta-da!
Out there. It's been a long
time coming. You saved the Joey. You have to take care of her.
I don't know what to do. Charlie, she's special, isn't she? Why are you always running away from people who care about you?
She really looks up to you, you know?
Crikey. We'll take it
higher. Have you ever driven a bus?
No.
Do you know anything about the local area?
No.
So what makes you think you're the right person for the job?
I have no life and I'm completely broke.
Welcome aboard. Keep it burning.
Be careful, eh? You might make some new friends. I need someone to look after this little lady for a bit. I'm sorry.
Yeah, doesn't it sound awesome? And it's a great movie, Mr. Lee, and we're going to talk about it, but we also have a Flickster this week.
We certainly do, and I'd like to introduce our Flickster now. Hello, Aiden. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing all right, thanks. How are you?
Mate, we're
very
awesome.
Well.
Yes. Great to have you on board, Aiden. Now, are you a movie man, mate? What's your go-to genre? What do you enjoy?
Typically, I actually usually enjoy horror.
Yeah, I'm a horror guy too. Yeah, I totally agree.
I can't do horror.
It's a bit of a contrast, isn't it? Horror to this kangaroo movie. But geez, I can tell you now, talk about an adventure, a real feel-good movie. Is that what you thought, Aiden, when you went along to see it?
I did, and I was actually very surprised. I didn't go in with high expectations, but I left with pretty good feelings.
That's so good because it is a good feel movie, isn't it? It is something that you just go, wow, and you come out. I will admit I had tears at the end and I was trying to hide them. because I was sitting in there. There wasn't many in the cinema that I was in watching it, so that was lucky. They couldn't see my tears, but it was happy tears, and that's the thing. It was a good movie.
Yeah, I thoroughly. I just thought. I mean, from the start to the finish, you know, I agree with you. Like it just gives you such a real insight into Australian native wildlife, especially kangaroos, obviously. But I think, you know, you come out of it having so much more respect for them, don't you?
Yeah, you do. You really come out having a huge respect to kangaroos. And what this one person, Chris Brolga, did, you think, wow, you know, he went from something in the city and now he lives in Alice Springs, and he has actually opened the kangaroo sanctuary, which, you know, this changed his life from what he thought he was going to be to what he's doing now. It's just an incredible, incredible story.
Yeah, a true story come to the big screen. And you know what, Miss Lee, to pull this off, you need a lot of good talent. And, geez, talk about Ryan Carr, Rachel House, Brooke Satchel, Deborah Mailman, Ernie Dingo, and the wonderful Lily Whiteley, who plays young Charlie. I thought she was just... So for somebody so young, and this is the first time I've seen Lily kind of, I think, on a big screen release, so she was awesome.
Oh, she was. What do you think, Aiden? What do you think of Charlie's portrayal?
Oh, I genuinely believe she was someone from Alice Springs. I couldn't tell that she was an actor. She just did such a good job in envisioning the character.
She certainly did. And that was one thing that I think every person that they actually had playing whatever character was perfect. You know, Deb Marlin plays her mum, who's just lost her husband. Charlie's lost her dad, and she's been a little bit rebellious and all that. And when Ryan Gore's character, Chris Matheson, he hit the kangaroo, had a joey, he was trying to, you know, get the joey. Those two bonded so well. They both needed each other in the end, didn't they? Like, they really needed each other to help them through their difficult time of him losing his job, her, you know, wanting to be, you know, close to her father, and she couldn't be anymore. So I think the casting was really spot on.
Absolutely. The casting just seemed so effortless. I just loved how the characters just seemed natural and it really made the movie, just made it really realistic.
Yeah, it did. So what scene, Aiden, did it stick out to you that really made it a great movie? What is there one scene in particular?
Bit of a hard choice. Chris, Ryan's actor, the character who ran over the mother of the kangaroo, was walking back with the joey, and I just thought, wow, that must have been a real shock for someone who lived in the city for so long to have to walk back into a good old country town with a little joey and try to figure out all on his own how to help it.
Especially when they had all those people staring at him as well when he walked into the pub, which is what happens in a, you know, a small town pub, you know, people do stare at you.
Well, you got a guy like Chris Marsman, who obviously comes from Sydney. I mean, in one scene he's shooting the weather on Bondi Beach to the outback on his way to Broome. And obviously you watch the movie, you can kind of see how his career falls apart. You heard he's been doing the weather for 6 years. He wants to take on an anchoring job on the same show. They're obviously not going with him, and he just keeps trying to stand out. Unfortunately, guys, he takes a stunt too far in the end, and he pretty much blew up his career, which is the reason why he ends up where he does.
That's so true. When he was taking his dad's car off to Broome, and then, yeah, he ends up in this little town. I can't even remember the name of the little town now. How's that?
I think it was Broome.
It was some other little town. No, he hadn't actually made Broome, unfortunately. But anyway, matters not. But yeah, he's character. And the funny thing is, this small little town already knew about him as well and knew who he was when he came in. So they were expecting him to be this la-di-da person, and he was that person. But by the end, he was nothing like that at all. So yeah, he played that part very well.
And I think sometimes you need that kind of inspiration, don't you? Look, coming out of that movie, I was like, you know what? That's exactly what I need. And this is very reminiscent last year of Runt, which was the movie about the dog. You had the little girl with the dog. And when you look at that and you look at the comparison, there are some similarities, aren't there?
Yeah, there are a few similarities. And, I remember coming out of Runt going, wow, I actually watched that movie twice because that's how good it was. And I cannot wait to watch Kangaroo again as well, because I think everyone needs a good feel story, you know. Like, you just come out feeling so happy and going, wow, I really enjoyed that. And unfortunately, Aidan, I know you love horrors, you were saying just before, but it is good to have a good feel story that you just go, yeah, this is what we need. And we do need more of them.
It was really nice to just go see a heartwarming film just about some true story, and it was just a really good change of pace.
Yeah, no, it was phenomenal. And, gents, let's talk about the scenery, the backdrop there in Alice Springs, the outback, remote town life. Geez, I think they did a great job, and filming out there sometimes can be tough, because there's just so much of that outback. But I think they did a really good job, didn't they? They got even the little town was perfect.
Yeah, It was very good. The scenery really sells Australia, and this film, if they're going to be, pushing it overseas, which they are, it is really going to sell what Australia is about and how beautiful our outback is. And this movie on the big screen, and I think this is a big screen movie you got to see on the screen, because it was unbelievable, especially, those parts where he was walking and, he was going along the Kangaroo Highway and, his car broke down and, those sort of things you can only experience on the big screen, and I don't think the small screen would be the same watching it.
A movie where, it's inspirational, it's an adventure, but there's still a really good comedy element, isn't there? Was there anything, Aidan, you thought that was really funny in the film that stood out to you?
There actually is. I liked how the people in the town started messing with the big city folk. The Chris Master, the character that came from Sydney, and they started messing around with him by making up just random small town customs. I kind of giggled at that for a little bit.
Yeah, which is funny.
I love it how he's trying to reverse and all the kids are touching his car. His Corvette.
And in the pub, they had all this food and all they had was ham and cheese sandwiches.
That was all she had, yeah. And he wanted a salad, remember? And,
yeah, oh, that's right.
And all he wanted was, how about a bit of lettuce on my sandwich?
Yeah, a bit of lettuce. And they're not that flash.
And that was Rachel House, wasn't it? Jessie, yes. In the pub, yeah.
Who she plays all those – a comedic role she plays so well. She is from New Zealand. But she played the part as the publican so well. And, she didn't like him at all. Chris, he didn't like her. And, they had that little bit of a funny bond that went really well. But, the one that I actually really liked was Roy Billing.
Yes.
He was the guy on the end of the bar. And did you notice he had a different drink, cocktail in his hand every time he was on screen? It was a different colour.
Yeah, and you know what? He's one of those characters where, he just comes across as being so straight, But yeah, like he played his role really well, and I thought he was very funny too. You know, so there were some really funny parts in that. Ryan Corr, I mean, he's a guy who, when you look at some of the shows he's been in, and the movies, like, you know, we spoke about it with him last week when we caught up with him about Wolf Creek 2. Obviously a very serious, you know, it's a horror film. To go from something like that to this, you know, and obviously he's been in Pact of the Rafters and shows like that. But in this one, I thought he was actually quite funny. He came up with some great one-liners, and yeah, like he really portrayed a guy who was falling apart very well.
Yes. Yeah. And he actually gave it back to the town folk as well. So he wasn't just, you know, by the end he was. One of the scenes that I will talk about is Roger and when he was in the cage. Now, that was all CGI.
Roger the Kangaroo, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Roger the Kangaroo, when they were having their bit of a fight. And it was all CGI, which I had trouble. And I knew that part when it came up. I went, oh, okay, this is the CGI part. I couldn't tell.
Could you tell?
It was like,
No. I had to search up after to make sure it actually was CGI. Just looks so, because
it looked real. And everyone's standing and edging on, and, you know, they're putting bets on Roger that he was going to win. I thought that was clever. Like, that was really good. And, of course, Jesse did win. So,
well, one of the big surprises for me, too, was, and I had no idea, it took me three quarters of the movie to work it out, Ernie Dingo's character. In the movie. And he plays the uncle. Yeah, Uncle Dave.
Yeah. Yeah.
He just looked so different, didn't he? Like, he had the beard going on, and he had that beard here in the trailer where he's, you want a ride, mate, in the tow truck, and he keeps pushing it. And then, you know, he's the one that has to fix Ryan's, Chris Masterman's car, obviously, that he went up and ran off the road, and it blows out from being 1 week to what, three or something it was, I think, after that. And this poor guy stuck in this whistle-stop town, you know, he just wants to get out. And I can only imagine, you know what, when I was watching it, I put myself in his shoes. I wouldn't survive, Mr. Lee.
Oh, no, I'm calling, I wouldn't it now. Survive. Definitely not. I couldn't do it either. Yeah, Aiden, do you reckon you could survive in something like that?
Absolutely not.
I just love it how, like, every time, every angle, he thought, okay, then he tried to fly out. He couldn't even do that. No. You know, so, yeah. And but just as the movie transpires, you see a guy who, when he turns up, he can't stand the town. He doesn't want to look after the kangaroo. And then things start to turn. He develops a bond with Charlie. They become like best friends in the end. Mm. And Deborah Mulman and Ryan Corr, their characters, you know, Rosie and Chris, like, yeah. I don't know, gents, what do you think? I mean, I kind of look at that. Initially, I thought maybe there could potentially be a romance there between the two of them.
I kind of saw it as a comforting moment, honestly.
Well, I thought they were going to get together.
Yeah.
And, yeah, which, you know, most people have seen the movie now, so it's all good. They don't end up together. But they did have form a bond, but they did, because of Charlie being her daughter and he was very good friends and all that. They did have a bond, but not a romantic one, which I thought, yeah, I could see that happening. And I went, eh. Not that it changed anything, it didn't, but the thing that surprised me was Brian, how much he changed. And when, you know, his boss came out to see him, that was quite remarkable.
Yeah, Brooke Satchwell, who plays his boss, the producer. I think is that what kind of got you, Mr. Lee, was that point towards the end of the movie where, you know, this is a guy who gets after everything he's done with the kangaroos, that turns his life around. People are starting to actually like the guy again.
Mm.
And he gets this massive gig that he's always wanted. And he has to make a choice.
Yeah.
Does he pack up his life and move, you know, back to Sydney again? Or does he stay in this little town? So that's the decision he has to make. And I think that's the part of the movie where it gets a bit sad, doesn't it? Like, it's,
yeah, it does. And like, when I say anything out of place, because everyone knows he ends up doing the kangaroo, he doesn't take the job because he opened up the kangaroo sanctuary. So we can't say that he picked the right way.
Well, aren't you giving away a few little things this week? Yeah, usually but, you keep me trying to keep my mouth shut.
We know. but we know because he, you know, we said that, you know, he's running a sanctuary for kangaroos.
Which, and you know what, but you know what though? I actually thought he might have taken the gig.
I thought he was.
You know, I thought maybe at one point nah, he might take the gig because then maybe he could fly down there, do it, and then come back. You know, obviously when he's not shooting that show on the Friday or whatever it is. So, yeah, but no, I think, yeah, like it turned his life around. It turned Charlie's life around. She got more friends and opened up a bit more. Yeah, everyone was really happy in the end. Now, one thing I do want to talk about is the soundtrack, which, of course, I'm the music man, so I'm going to bring up the music. Got to say, you just knew the film like this, you'd be getting some Aussie greats in there. Jessica Malloy featured very prominently on the soundtrack. We love Jess. She's an awesome artist, awesome Aussie artist. A lot of her new songs on there. Paul Kelly, Dumb Things, obviously getting a bit of a run while, you know, Chris Masterman and Roger the Kangaroo are going at it in the ring. And Royston Knoll towards the end. That was the song that really hit the... Royston Knoll, who was the Ida winner from a couple of years ago, I think it was. One of his songs used towards the end there too, Wake Up Dreaming. So, yeah, I mean, I think, look, the soundtrack really suited the movie, didn't it? Do you agree?
The soundtrack was just... Oh, it fitted so well. I couldn't stop closing my eyes and just listening to the soundtrack, watching Roger fight Chris.
Because it was dumb to do.
Yeah, it was.
It was.
But it suited that scene, didn't it?
Oh, it did. It was a perfect hit,
yeah. But good to see them paying homage to, you know, some great Aussie artists.
And being an Aussie film, it's good that they did use a lot of Aussie artists. Because that makes it even better because we can relate to those songs.
Yes.
More so being an Australian music, Australian movie, and, yeah, it goes hand in hand.
Now, at the end of the film, it's really good, but this is where we get to see a bit of Chris Brolger towards the end of the movie, Chris Brolger Barnes, who obviously was the man behind the Kangaroo Sanctuary, and it's so good. You know what? It's nice to see the movie then see some clips of him and... That was actually quite emotional too, just seeing, you know, this is real life. Like, the movie was fantastic, don't get me wrong, but, you know, a lot of the things that the events that unfolded in this movie, that's actually happened.
Because Roger was there.
Yeah.
He was actually fighting Chris.
He was.
Yes. And you just go.
It's all real.
Yeah. Okay. But isn't it good how they took that one guy's story and made it into a movie, you know, 120 odd minutes, and it wasn't boring at all. It flowed really well, but it was so good to have that at the end because it made it, and it, I think it did, as you're right, it hit harder knowing it was a true story, and the tears did come a little bit more because you saw the real Chris doing what he loved.
It was especially good to see the little clip of the real Chris actually running around the real Roger, like the real kangaroo.
Yeah, it was. It was really good to see that. Yeah, you're right, Aiden. It was good. Now, tell me something, Aiden. What did you think of the Bondi rescue team at the beginning? Do you reckon they should give up their day job and become actors?
Oh, they were pretty good. I mean, considering if that's their first movie they've acted in, I reckon they have pretty good careers ahead of them. But
you got to give them credit because they kept that authentic, didn't they?
They did.
Because the uniform we see it on Bondi Rescue, you know, it's they kept. They kept that all the same. They could have very well changed it. I even noticed, like, the TV show that Chris Masterman was the weatherman for was for Channel 6, which is one down from Channel 7. You know.
Rise and Shine, Rise and I Shine, think it was called, wasn't it?
Yes, like, you know, it's just down from Sunrise.
Yep, so, Sunrise, yep.
Yeah, so they're very clever with those kinds of things. I just think it was a very well put together movie. I seriously think it was. It was very well done. Gents, if we're looking, you know, for those that might want to go along and see Kangaroo, who do we think this one really hits home with? Who do you think would really enjoy this movie?
Honestly, Aiden? I couldn't point at a single generation. Like, I'm a Gen Z kid, so and I still felt pretty emotional while watching the film.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's to everybody. Yeah. I don't think it's to one particular age group. I think everyone, right through from, you know, young kids right up to grandparents, are going to get something out of it. And this is just perfect timing for school holidays because it's a lovely movie. You know, there's no sex or, you know, anything like that. It's a nice PG-rated movie that you just go along and just
Well, there's nothing enjoy. Wrong with seeing sex in some movies, Mr. Lee. I mean,
oh, you know, yeah, but not in this type of movie. Kangaroo, we don't want that. It's all about kangaroos.
And some naughty scenes. Come on. All right. Well, let's move on.
Okay, Aiden, I've just opened up the Choc Top freezer. How many Choc Tops out of 5 would you give this movie?
Oh, I'd have to give it a 4, honestly. Hey.
Well done.
That's pretty okay.
good. It's just such a heartwarming film that I reckon anyone could just see. If you're Australian, you would give it 4. I just really resonated with it. I just really enjoyed watching a nice, calm film about a story. It was a very nice film. It was just a good film. It was a much calmer movie than any horror genre I've watched.
Yeah, yeah. JT, what are you going to give it?
Oh, now this was very easy for me because remember the last time I gave a score was The Naked Gun and it was not,
yes.
not wonderful. But for this one, I've got to go a 4. Going a 4.
Oh, wow. Yes. You know what?
Yep.
It's got 3 4s. You're right through to the next round. I gave it a 4. You can't fault it. Like, it was so well done, and I'm so pleased. As I said, I would love to watch it again, and I think I will watch it again because it is one of those movies. You'll get something else out of it next time you watch it.
12 out of 15. That's a pretty good score. And you know what? It's definitely deserving of a 4. One of the best movies I've seen in a long time. It's Aussie, so we're getting behind our Aussie film industry. And you know what, Mr. Lee? I want to give a high five to the guys from Studio Canal as well. They put this movie together because it was sensational. It was great to catch up with Ryan last week and, you know, get his insights into the movie as well. Make sure you go back and have a listen to that podcast if you get a chance, if you missed out. Aiden, thank you so much for joining us on Talkin' Flicks.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Been great to have you here today.
Yeah, we might have to send you to another movie in the near future.
Maybe a horror next time, you know. We'll try and find a horror for you.
Maybe next time, yeah.
Yeah, we'll find you a horror. Something to game. Yeah, we'll see how you go. We can give it maybe a horror might get a 5. I'd give it a 5 if it was a horror. I mean, I would have given this one a 5, but I've got to leave a bit of room to move, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do. You can't just give it a 5 straight away.
No.
Oh, now can I ask, where's this music from?
Got this out of the Bob Marley collection. It's Jamaica, man.
Yeah,
I like it. Yeah, I should have got something Aussie today. Aussie theme, shouldn't I? Yeah. But this was in your collection as well. I don't know what you were doing with this one. I can't work that out.
No, I don't even remember it. I don't even remember buying it. Wow, there you go.
Yeah, well, you used it at some point.
Yeah, obviously I did. Yeah, obviously I just went, yeah, that sounds pretty good. Yeah. I'll have to, you know what, when we go have lunch, we'll have to put the whole CD on and listen to it.
Oh, this, yes, yes. What can we do with this? What can we have for lunch with this music today? Multicultural, we'll do something multicultural.
Yeah.
Ham sandwich with lettuce.
With lettuce.
What do you reckon? Yeah.
Let's do that. Let's have ham sandwiches and lettuce.
We are back on Friday midday for our regular podcast. Mr. Lee, do you want to give us a quick sizzle on that before we go?
Yeah, I certainly can. Look, I've got some very interesting news about one billion-dollar musician that's going to be releasing a movie. Well, it's a doco, actually.
Taylor Swift.
About her life.
Taylor Swift. Oh.
God, there you go. Well, there you go. Yeah. Oh,
I can't think of anybody else.
Yeah, everyone knows billion-dollar girl is Taylor Swift. So, yeah, we're going to there. And also, we're going to see the Dutch Top 5 this week. So
oh, I love it.
That'll be very interesting.
Well, we'll catch you at midday on Friday. Until then, have a lovely next few days. See you, Mr.
Bye for now.
Let's just enjoy the sounds of reggae.
Let's do it.
Let's go out, yes.
Want to be our next Talking Flickster? Register now at forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.